Jamaica's crime situation is one that we in Barbados continue to watch with much interest, given the fact that we are keeping an eye on how crime has changed in our own country over the years. For this reason, some comments by a former president of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica capture our attention. Keith Duncan has been telling Nationwide News in Jamaica that he supports the government's decision to extend states of emergency in parts of the country into the new year.
You know, there is a long-term strategy in place. You have to have short-term measures to cap the murder rate and reduce the murder rate, because the police force does not have the capacity on its own to solve the level of murders. You know, in if you look at comparisons, right, for every one murder in developed markets, there are five detectives. In Jamaica, there's one detective managing five murders. You need to bring down the murder rate so to bring it within the force while you continue to increase the size of the JCF.
While the People's National Party has balked at the use of states of public emergency as a crime-fighting tool, the Holness administration has not shied away from its use. However, Mr. Duncan is reminding the country that a strong anti-crime plan is being acted upon, which has already resulted in tangible legislative changes.
Although there's a narrative that says that we don't, that Jamaica doesn't have a crime plan, there's actually a very comprehensive crime plan that has been executed across Jamaica, and it's called Plan Secure Jamaica. Plan Secure Jamaica has several pillars to it. It has, one, the legislation, the legislative agenda, which included the Firearms Act, the Bail Act, right, Unexplained Wealth. These are all in the pipeline. We see the Firearms Act that was completed. These are critical areas for us that it will help to change behavior, because the Firearms Act, with a minimum of 15 years of a sentence, that should cause some people to think twice.
But both political parties are in agreement that the country does need an Enhanced Security Measures Act, the so-called ESMA, allowing for a targeted disruption of known criminal elements. Mr. Duncan wants the government to meet its January timeline for the bill to reach Parliament. But, in the interim, he says the SOEs are crucial.
What I know for sure is that there is work active. They are actively working on the legislation, and you know, it's being drafted. That legislation will take some time as it finds its way through Parliament. And therefore, while we have said, let's see a first draft by January 14th, is what we had asked for, I'm not sure if we're going to hit that timeline, but it's something that we need to keep on the front burner. But in the interim, what you have is the SOEs, and I think the government is clear, along with the commissioner, that they will use this tool as long as it's necessary once it reduces the level of crime and violence in communities across Jamaica.
Meanwhile, Mr. Duncan says he would like to see a greater emphasis placed on social interventions on the part of the government in the new year. The PSOJ former president says community development has broken down,
and they need to rebuild the architecture and pump investments into communities, because the infrastructure is in bad shape. There are many, many unemployed people within these communities, even though the national average is at like 6.6%. But inside of these communities, the unemployment is extremely high. And it's not because, you know, you don't have capable people within these communities, because it's not done in a very targeted way. So my push would be for socioeconomic development of these communities. And that's why, under the PSOJ, and I continue to lead Project STAR, which is working in collaboration, a whole-away approach in terms of focusing on community development across vulnerable and volatile communities in Jamaica.
Mr. Duncan also believes early childhood education needs a stronger focus.
We need to do what is necessary to ensure that our children have a strong and solid foundation. Once they have that strong and solid foundation, then you don't have to spend a ton load of money on remedial way down the road and focusing on at-risk youth, because you have minimized the migration into gangs, because you know, everybody have this fully dense culture. It's because they're not prepared for high school. They're not prepared, so therefore they can't learn.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.